That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
I want my money's worth.
Get down.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
God. Every time I watch that, don't you feel envious that you don't have somebody serenading you like that? Like every night, if I could just hear that in my ear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that.
Before I go to sleep.
Archie Bunker.
No, Edith. I'm talking about Edith, man.
Edith Bunker. I wonder what it sounded like when they fucked. That had to sounded weird.
Oh, Archie.
Archie.
Come on.
No, now you're doing Married with Children. Where she's like, oh, Al, and that was it. That's all you would hear.
No, but that's what I could picture her saying. Like, I can't do her voice. I'm not good at voices. I'm just saying, like, if you could just do her voice and be like, oh, Archie, put it in my ass. Yeah. Oh, Archie.
I'd like to think that her voice would drop, like, aggressively, where she's just like, oh, yeah, give it, Archie. Oh, yeah, shit, yeah, Archie. Oh,
stop being a bitch.
Oh, yeah, fuck, yeah, you fucking grab it. It's yours, Archie. That's yours. That's a little insight into the way Mike has sex, apparently.
Who's the dingbat now? Who's the dingbat now? Good times.
Way to
good
go.
Times.
I like this intro.
Yeah, this is the best intro. Welcome to What's Up, Bro? If you are new to the podcast, that's the way we start off every episode.
We're sorry.
And we don't be sorry. We start off every episode imagining what it would be like for classic 70s sitcoms and their stars having sex. That's how we roll. That's how we do things. So this is I'm Nary Science. And this is with me is Edith.
What's Bunker, up, bro?
And Mike Mercadal.
I don't know what that was. That was like a horse.
Yeah, that sounded very much close to a neigh.
That was a neigh. I don't remember.
Hey, have you seen that movie? The new animated movie that came out, the Batman?
Yeah, actually, yeah, the Batman.
I haven't seen it. I downloaded it legally.
Illegally? No, it's a Batman.
What was that word? Supposedly.
No. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I allegedly have it downloaded. I just haven't watched it allegedly. Allegedly.
It was pretty good, man. I like those DC animated movies. I've seen
a bunch of them. I always find them too short. Because they're always
this
like
one's part
at 60
one.
Minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's, I'm like, it's like an hour. Give me an hour and a half. I need an hour and a half. Yeah. An hour and a half? I know it's a lot for animators. Like, I know I'm not saying, like, you know what I mean? It's not like a bunch of actors got to sit around and do shit for half an hour more.
Yeah, well, like, that's the beauty of voiceover stuff. Like, it's just them putting that shit together, animating it. Although everything's computer now, so even the 2D stuff is why you know what, that's of all the remakes that people do, like Hollywood does, why haven't they done it all in the Family, like just balls out? I mean, that's got to be what Family Guy is now,
they
right?
Can't, yeah, that is what Family Guy. They can't do that anymore because of political correctness. They can't do that. They couldn't do the Bad News Bears again. Like when they redid the Bad News
Bears,
it wasn't as good because it wasn't as edgy, and you didn't have the tirade from one of the players going like, this guy's a spick, and right, like they couldn't go off. Like one of the original, the tirade of the original one, they couldn't. I mean,
that's a good. Do we just burn an old school pick, Bad News Bears? But they show that every now and again.
Well, fucking whatever. I think Bad News Bears is overrated, to be honest with you. Again, maybe for its time.
For its time.
But I wasn't born back then, so I don't give a fuck. Like Star Wars.
All right.
The other. You had to have been there, man. That's what we're going to sound like. We're going to sound like, dude.
We already sound like that. I get one of those moments every day with these like teenage kids that I work with where I'll talk about something and they're like, what's that?
Well, no, that's fine. What's that is one thing. But when people know what you're talking about and then you go, no, but you don't understand. When it first came out, we were like, holy shit. Like, I have yet to say that. Yet to say that about a movie that I still like. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm still, it's like if I tell somebody, I don't know, pick a fucking movie that was groundbreaking when we first saw it. I don't defend it to the death like I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Such as Ghostbusters. I'll give you that example. I love Ghostbusters.
I love that movie.
Right. Love the movie. But I don't get on it like, no, dude, you don't understand. When we thought fucking Ghosts were real.
Well, you don't have to answer to Ghostbusters to anybody. Everybody loves
Ghostbusters.
That's
my point. I have yet to like a movie that I have to defend by saying, no, you don't understand when it first came out.
Okay.
I don't like those movies.
You defend it as, fuck you, I like it.
No, I just defend it as, it's a great movie to this day.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, I like it. Leave it alone.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things that I don't have to defend. That's what I'm saying. I don't like movies that I have to defend.
Right.
And
right.
I go, this is Ghostbusters. Nobody's arguing that with me. I have yet to meet somebody who argues that with me. I have yet to. I mean, a lot of people who go, I haven't seen it. Okay. I mean, that just means you're young.
I was talking to someone at work. They were young. And I said something about, I did the DeLorean. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, after I pulled my foot out of their ass, I was like, okay, now I'm going to teach you about Back to the Future.
Yeah, but again,
the hand strikes and then gives the flower.
But again, it's not like one of those things where they go, oh, I've seen Back to the Future. That movie was kind of cheesy.
I don't think I know anybody who saw the first Back to the Future.
Any.
The third one, people don't
like it. But then I go, what didn't you like about it? And they go, it wasn't as good as the second one. That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as the other. But what didn't you like about the third one? Like, have you seen the third one? Like, I've seen the third one recently.
Yeah.
And I go,
It's still good. I like the third one.
It's a great movie. Now, is it a hoverboard? Like, it's a lot to come down from.
Yeah. Like, you expected them to do the more future stuff.
Yeah.
Then he goes into the past. So it's, and I like Westerns, man. So I'm cool with it. So.
I like
Doc Brown shooting with a telescope as a scope.
Yeah.
That to me, I used to love that shit.
Well, I didn't really, it's not like I looked at that part and go,
all that steampunky shit, all that where he's got the, that where it's like.
You ever notice the time flux capacitor kind of looks like Jesus on the cross? All I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I think the time flux capacitor was the power of Jesus.
Jesus is what makes time travel possible.
Isn't he what makes time travel possible? You have him in your heart. Sure. It's timeless. For those of you who are new to the podcast, Mike is, I am a believer. I am a good Christian boy, and Mike is a heathen.
No, I'm a believer.
No,
I believe that you're wrong, but right. I still believe it.
Oh, you see what he did there?
I'm so clever, Archie.
Here, if we had drops, here is where I would drop the Borat. Like, nah, that's the Borat.
It's a black
writing.
It's not black.
Not. Anyways, so we the last week's episode with Frank was very popular.
Yeah, it got a lot of hits.
It got like 80 hits in a day, and I was like, what the fuck? Who are these people?
People love Frank.
Apparently
Frank
so.
M. Rodriguez. They love Frank the gentle M. savage.
Rodriguez.
Graceful savage.
Thank you. You said gentle in the first tweet, and I was like, that's embarrassing, Michael.
Did I tweet it wrong?
Yeah, you tweeted it wrong the first time.
I am so sorry.
And then he texted me. He replied, and he was like, it's actually...
I thought he should have corrected me. I guess he didn't see it.
Well, he corrected me.
Yeah.
Because I retweeted you like a jackass.
Oh.
Like a jackass. Because when I retweet with comment, but I don't actually leave a comment.
Right. So I get it.
Right. So.
We're going to get into the intricacies of Twitter retweets.
I was going to say of Twitter.
Bye, man.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited about this movie. Our Breaking Dawn 2 is coming out, buddy.
All right.
The cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, man.
This is an old issue, but yet I still want to hold on to it.
You're keeping it as a collective.
Oh, my God.
As
they're getting back together. Did you know that? They're getting back together? Robert Pattinson is getting back.
You're asking me if I know that they're getting back together. Right. The correct answer to that is who gives a shit.
No, wait. This is an interesting. This is actually interesting to me because I'll tell you why. Not for the simple fact of who they are, but of the backstory to it. So, for those listeners who don't know what happened with Kristen Stewart and Patrick,
what's his Sean? What's his name? Pattinson.
Pattinson, right?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. For those listeners who don't know what happened, I'm guessing for the straight listeners, for the male straight listeners. So she was filming the movie, the Snow White movie, Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah,
and she cheated on him with the director.
Oh, she
flat
she
out cheated
Thor,
on him.
Really?
Like she, yeah, exact. Thank you. I was like, excuse me, Thor's in that cast, and you go fuck the director.
Like when you like you're all mad, you're like, oh yeah, there's a fucking. Wait, she fucked the director?
Yeah. No, no, you mean the star. You mean the other...
No, he fucked the director.
No, no, you mean Charlize Theron.
Girl, what is her problem? Girl, she needs to go and get right with herself so she can go fuck the guy.
She needs to do some self-searching.
She needs to search inside herself.
So then this is what happened. So it came out that she cheated on him with the director after the movie came out. So she didn't even deny it. She's like, look, I apologize, blah, blah, blah. So
look, I love director cock. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, look, you guys seen... Back room, back couch, or casting couch.
Yeah, yeah.
Back room, Pornhub.
Type of porn, yeah.
You guys seen that? So we were playing that, trying to see about a role.
Yeah.
We were trying to see if we could be with that movie and we could kind of film that because we wanted to exploit these guys. And so he fucked me, but it was for the movie.
It was for the film.
So she didn't even deny it. Like, he's married, the director's married with kids. And he didn't even deny it. Which is another thing. When people, I remember hearing the news with my wife. And my wife was like, that's so fucked up. He cheated. Like, they kept saying, like, oh, you know, his dishonesty with his wife and children. And I'm like, wait a minute. He wasn't dishonest with his children. You don't make a vow with your children. You're an asshole because you cheated on your wife. That's a given. You didn't cheat on the kids.
You're risking a relationship with a woman who had your children.
I'm not saying it's a good thing to do.
It adds more weight to it. Makes him more of an asshole. But
I don't think it makes him more of an asshole. You didn't cheat on your kids. You didn't make a vow with your children. You can still. There are plenty of great fathers who are not good husbands.
Sure. No, that's true. Yeah. That's 100% true.
So then, why do they always like? Anyways, so we're getting off topic. But my point is, they broke up because of this.
You seem really interested in this whole. Well, like you delved into this.
No, well, because I talked to my wife about. I was talking to my wife about. I'm like, why do they keep the news like E! News and all?
You're just trying to find out under what circumstances you would be allowed to cheat.
No, it's not. It's not even about because I know I would, no matter what, I would always be the asshole to my wife. It's to the wife that.
Let's say I get a role in the movie.
Listen,
and the female director wants to have me on the casting couch.
Yes.
Would I then be allowed to fuck said director?
And my wife would be like, wow, how much money and what kind of car? What kind of car would I get out of this?
Yeah.
And I was like,
what's the take home pay?
Oh, Range Rover? And she'd be like, what's a little eating a box?
Come on.
Eat a box, get a Range Rover.
Do I have to do it? No. You're going to let me sleep. All right, yeah, go.
That's fine.
Yeah, go.
So...
Silver with tan and tears.
So then, anyway.
Like she's like calling the shot.
She's calling. Camel interior. Yeah. So they broke up for months, right? They broke up. He moved out. They had a house together.
I know. You were personally devastated.
And I was. Every day.
It hurt your soul.
I wrote and tweeted them every day. When will the madness end? When? If they can't make it, who can?
You were bottling your tears so that then when they get back together, you drink it back and they were not wasted.
And they were not.
That's emo shit.
That is it? Really?
I don't know.
Is that
That's from Crybaby, no? Is that Crybaby?
What movie is Crybaby?
The one Johnny Depp, that John Waters movie where he keeps his tears. I can't remember. I haven't seen it in a long time. But there's one in the movie where Johnny Depp collects the tears or something.
That is disturbing.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't remember the movie that well.
That's not even like cool. You know, I had an ex-girlfriend one time give me a vial of her blood.
What?
Yeah, as a necklace.
Wow.
Because of the whole Angelina Jolie and Thornton.
That's crazy,
and
bro.
It broke. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, like, hey, it broke. I kind of need more blood.
Like,
you can't replace that shit. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, I don't know. And I'm not going to poke myself and fucking...
I'm curious as to how that worked out. How did she get the blood and the vial? Was it like a little...
Have no idea. I don't ask these questions because she thought that was the coolest thing ever.
The coolest thing I ever did.
And I was like, this is really disturbing. Like, I didn't want to tell her how disturbed that was. I'm like, oh, that's... Yeah, I'm going to go I'm going to put it in my drawer for safekeeping. Yeah. No, I don't want to wear it because I don't want it to get damaged.
Yeah.
And then it broke inside the fucking drawer. I was like, oh,
that's got to be weird because you got blood all over your drawer now.
And it wasn't a lot of blood. It was like literally like a drop of blood. It was quick. But I was like, ugh, this is kind of...
The idea that's creepy.
Yeah, really creepy. Really creepy. But I was very young and I wasn't strong enough in a relationship. Like, I wasn't...
Just like, whatever.
I wasn't man enough to be like, no, that's creepy. What the fuck is wrong? Like, I don't think I would still do that. But I would be like, we got to talk.
Yeah.
It's just like, kind of like...
Are you, like, all of a sudden you find a rabbit in your pot.
Like, yeah. Like, that's...
Wait,
yeah.
hold the phone here.
This is kind of creepy shit.
Have you ever given a girl, like, a present, something to demonstrate your love for them?
Aside from a mix CD?
A mixtape?
Yeah. I've made mixtapes. I made mixtapes and I made mix CDs. Like, who didn't?
Right? Yeah, mixtapes were the... That I'm telling you that we talked about it before. That's a lost art because now you don't have to like that's a mixtape is a big deal.
You know who did that? John Cusack and High Fidelity. Wasn't an old school pick. Who picked that?
That pissed Sunshine.
Oh, that's right.
It was a great pick.
Right, it was a great pick. So then I think mix CDs, mixtape to show like aside from buying shit for them like here's a shit that I buy you in a store. You mean something that I made?
Yeah,
something.
No. I mean, I used to think people.
As a kid, I used to be like, look, I like you, and I'm going to show you how much I like you by, like, doing everything possible. To me, that was, like, buy flowers. Like, I was, like, fucking cheesy guy.
The only thing...
Come on, you're off for a chick once?
Yeah. He became a very famous painter.
Yeah.
The reattachment took a little while.
If you
look close, there's a scar.
The Family Guy, too, that was awesome. The clip.
Yeah.
If you're going to give something to a girl, you may want to ask her if she liked it, like, if she wanted it, and then they cut to Van Gogh. And then his girlfriend has like a box and she's like, oh, that's I kind of like you with both ears. I don't know. And then he was like, oh, I guess I probably should have asked you if that's what you wanted. And like, yeah, this is kind of, and then it just sat there in silence and awkward silence. And like, so this is nice. That's a nice day, huh? And he goes, what?
The only thing I ever gave I gave a girl. In the youth fair where they used to do those grains of rice that they would write your name on.
That was the vial that she chose to fucking give me her blood.
For real? She dripped her blood into that?
She took out the rice and yeah. Yeah.
Get out, for real? That's so creepy.
Beyond creepy,
that's
dude.
That's so creepy.
Beyond fucking creepy. Like, it's not even...
That's almost like if you gave her a little vial of your semen. Like, if you would have just jizzed it to...
No, because semen comes out of the body a lot more natural than blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to fucking hurt myself physically
unless
to
you gave
get
your period,
semen. Nah.
You're so hoping it wasn't that.
No,
now you're like, oh, this I have to redefine.
No.
Clean that
drawer. She was dead inside, so she didn't, there's no chance that she had any chance of reproduction.
Oh, that's so fucking terrible. Oh my god. So, Robert,
if you're
Pattinson,
hearing this, I'm just joking, and I know you're saying it's not funny because that's what she used to say all the fucking time.
Funny.
I'm like, I'm just kidding. It's not funny. I'm just kidding. Like, that was our thing. I'll be like, I'm just kidding. It's like, it's not funny. I'm joking. It's not
clearly
funny.
Clearly, you guys were doomed for failure.
Well, that was before I was a comic, so
even then,
I've always been my personality.
You've always tried to be funny,
I don't try. It's just some things the Lord has blessed me with.
Can you hear me rolling my Lord is blessed with comedy. Lord is blessed with comedy.
Chance of laughter.
That's become so much fun to do, and when no one knows what I'm doing,
nobody knows. Everybody's like, "What are you doing? Like, this,
what are you talking about?"
This is how I make my unintelligible arguments go away.
That's how I drop the mic.
So you were saying about the rice.
No, I gave it to a girl, and then...
What did the rice piece of rice say?
It said my name. I put my name on it.
You put your name on it? That's fucking egotistical.
I had it, and then I gave it... I bought it, and then she's like... We were going out, so you give her something of yours, and she gives... You trade things, and then I gave her that little thing, and she wore it around her neck, and then that's how I knew she didn't like me anymore, was when she wasn't wearing it anymore. Because she would wear it around her wrist like a bracelet.
Or it could have just broke.
No, because I was like, so what happened to the thing? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, like it's all dramatic, you know, ninth grade.
You should have given her a piece of rice that was engraved. Instead of your name, it should have said, like, I would like you at least for this week.
Yeah.
And then
that's my
who knows next week.
Look, the reason I'm like this now, I totally blame the rice girl.
The rice girl.
It's the rice girl's fault. I am the way I am.
Is her first name Anne? Because that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Anne Rice.
She published a lot of literature about vampires. She's great now. Yeah.
That was one of the funniest tweets I've ever done. Not to pat myself on the back, and I'm not going to give myself that tweet of the week.
You were proud of it?
I really was, because I'm not a good person on Twitter. I'm not the most clever. I'm the Twitter. You got to be very clever.
Like, you got to be clever
and very quippy and quick in a short amount of time. Anybody who's ever seen
concise.
I think they got it with the two examples I gave. I don't think
I know. I was just thinking.
Let's give another example.
Never mind. It's just a word.
So then, yes, you have to be very concise, and you only have 140 characters. Anybody who's ever seen my stand-up is, you know, could tell you I don't do that. My quote unquote jokes, my bits are stories that get very lengthy. You know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not the greatest person on Twitter. So
your new CD will come out, and then they will get a chance to purchase
and
it.
And they will get a chance to purchase that and understand that. So I hadn't tweeted something in a couple of days, aside from the "Hey, check out episode of What's Up, Bro." I go, I don't like to do that. I don't like to be a Twitter account of only promotion.
Yeah,
only promotion. So I went to what I always do when I haven't tweeted something in a while. I go to the history website, history.com, and I checked out today in history.
Right.
And so I started reading through all the what's happened in that day in history. And it was Anne Rice was born, right?
Uh-huh.
And then so I was like, on this day. So the tweet was, on this day in 1941, Anne Rice was born. Years later, she would write the Vampire Chronicles. And so which I added, and vampires will never be heterosexual again. And I thought that was creepy and funny. I'm like, oh, this is good. This is a good tweet. I'm like, I get very proud of myself when I write a good tweet, because I'm not a good tweet person. I'm not.
You're like, that was nice.
That was
good job.
If I would have read that off somebody else, I would have liked it and retweeted it. I'm like, hey, if I would read this, I would retweet this if I read it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good job, me.
Yes.
Well done, me.
You know what? You are good and you are clever.
You are good enough. You're smart enough.
And
doggone it, I have people like you.
People like me. So I did that in front of the mirror after I sent a tweet. So I felt good about that.
You were so, yeah.
That so you good. Gave her rice. That was the biggest form of affection you've ever 14. Shown to a woman. No, but you said, have you ever given a girl?
Well, I was talking about in the terms of, because I assumed, how old were you when she gave you blood? A grown ass adult person?
We dated between the ages of 16 and 21, 22. Or 17 or 20, something like that. We did it for 5 years. We did it for 5 years. Whatever that five. Right. I know we ended at 22.
That's a little old to be doing like that kind of a dramatic thing.
But she wasn't 22. But I want to say 20, 21. Yeah,
wow,
no.
Really?
But it was when Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie did it. That's what she got it from.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, again, it wasn't we were 15 or something like that.
We did.
Hey, babe. We were just talking about, my wife is here, we were just talking about the crazy things that you've given a boyfriend or a former, I'm hoping former. a girlfriend of mine once gave me a vial of her blood as a necklace. What'd you say?
Was that
the
lesbian?
Yeah, that was the lesbian, actually. would you say at first?
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy. I agree.
It's very creepy.
What was the creepiest gift? Or what was the gift that you got that you were like, oh, I don't really want this?
No, I've dated
aside from soggy checkers fries.
I've dated normal people.
Except Neri.
And then you got married. Once you go weird, you don't go back.
I need to get out of the house.
She's doing that. That's my looking.
Love you, honey.
He's all mine, ladies. He's all mine.
Stand back. Get your hands off. Hands off. This weird fucking nut is mine.
Oh, that's
I don't know. Yeah, but I've done, like, I used to do really cheesy romantic shit. Like, like crazy.
Are you willing to admit one?
Well, here's the thing. I want to say a couple, but I don't know if I'm ever going to use them on my wife. So I don't. And I've never
you
done think that.
Because you haven't burned them yet. Well, she doesn't know what they are.
But here's the thing, though. Here's how cool my wife is. I've never done that to any girl. I've never used what I used for one girl onto another. I've never done that. I always found that. I didn't know what the word was then, but I always, now I can tell you, I've always found that hacky. I'm like, I'm better than that. I could come up with something better than what I did. And so I've never done that. And I told my wife when we were dating, I told her this. I go, yeah. She's like, oh, what did you do? I'm like, I don't want to tell you because if I tell you, then I can never do it. And she's like, you can still do it because you haven't done it with me. Like, she was that girl where my wife was like, no, I don't give a fuck. You can do it.
Yeah, do the nice things for me, asshole. Yeah, do the nice thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'll come up with other. And she's like, no, but you can still do, look, like, you
do the good. Do the ones you already know how to do.
I ripped off from Steve Harvey. He talked about a story where he did this on the Magic Johnson, late night talk show that Magic Johnson did years ago. And that's the reason I was able to get away with it because nobody watched it. So, and the only reason I'm coming out with it now is because I ripped it off. You know what I mean? I was like a 19 year old kid and I was like, I'm gonna do this. Actually, I was probably a little older than that. but when I did it, I was a little older than that. When I heard it, it was whatever.
What was it?
It was, I gave a girl a box of my old shoes, like really old tennis shoes, sneakers. That, and I said tennis shoes, like they're fucking...
Tennis shoe sneakers, like Ninja Assassins.
Yeah, yes. Well, tennis shoes don't, you know, because Hispanics say that, los tenis.
Los tenis.
And I'm like, these are basketball shoes. You know?
Yeah, tennis shoes. So trainers.
My sneakers, and I gave them. I gave her an old box. Yeah, it's an old pair of shoes. Like, old, like...
Like worn out,
Just, you know, just
they got miles on them,
right? And then in the shoebox,
a funk.
And then
if
when
you
open them up, no, there's no smell. But when you open them up, you could clearly tell that they're old shoes.
Uh-huh.
But in the box, I filled it up with Hershey's Kisses, and then inside the, so when you open the box up, you see these shoes, old shoes, and you see a bunch of Kisses, Hershey's Kisses, and then there's a note that said, if there were no planes, trains, or automobiles, I'd walk 1,000 miles in these shoes for one of your kisses. Fucking bow down.
But
bow.
Hold on.
Stop. That's a fucking phenomenal.
Stop. Hold on.
Okay, not mine. Steve Harvey.
Stop. Hold on. I'm still having trouble getting past that you're putting something that someone is going to eat.
No.
Next to these old funky ass shoes.
Fat fuck. They're not meant to be eaten. They're not really going to eat these sneakers. They're not really going to eat the sneakers or the
what
chocolate.
What a waste of chocolate.
Such a fat fuck.
What a waste.
Like, wait a minute. I'm still wrapping my head around.
That's sensible. What the fuck are you doing with that chocolate?
Just throw it away. It's just a bag of kisses.
I don't know. I just can't get past it. Like, in my mind, I'm like, fuck, that's ew.
I'm not telling you to eat it.
I know, but my first time, I got a box
you
of chocolate.
You want to laugh? I'm here making fun of you. And when she was like, oh, thanks. And then she put the box down. I'm like, you're not going to eat the chocolate? She's like, I'm not going to eat that shit. I'm like, really? She's like, no. I'm like, okay. But like, I just asked, like, what are you doing? She's like, you're not going to eat the chocolate? She's like, no. They're mixing with old shoes.
Yeah, that's like,
okay. But I was like, I let it go. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I just let it go like that. But here I am years later, like, you don't fucking eat it, you fat fuck. Take it easy.
Yeah, you're not, I say the same exact thing, and you're just like,
no, but I didn't go, I wasn't able to, like, wait a minute. I'm still having trouble wrapping my head.
Look, man, you know, I'm OCD to a certain extent. So for me to hear that something you're about to eat is next to someone's stank-ass old shoes.
I like the fact that you're OCD, and yet last week's podcast, the post-production was...
Oh, that bothered the fuck out of me, bro.
I know, but you didn't even know. I had to tell you.
I guess when I export, I don't know what I did.
And
but
for those of you who don't know, for the listeners who don't know about last week's episode,
there was like a little part that was off when we got into the DJ argument.
We got into a DJ argument. The whole point was I thought you were going to cut it out completely, but apparently you went with the let's lower the volume.
And so then I was going to say, because if people wanted, I don't want people to feel cheated. Like, if people wanted to hear the DJ fight, I'll post it.
No, it's horrible.
No, post it. If they want to hear it, I'll post it up.
Nobody tweeted about the DJ fight.
Well, no one heard it because I fucked up in the editing.
Nobody heard your message. Because the message, the voiceover that Mike did.
I mistimed it, yeah.
He mistimed it because he lowered the volume on the conversation.
And I was supposed to put the chunk there, but
and
I guess I moved it.
You were supposed to put the voiceover there saying, hey, WooBro listeners, we got into a long, boring fight. I'm going to edit this out. But if you really want to listen to it, email me. But you didn't do that. You left a long pause for
where it was supposed to be.
Where the volume went really low. And then right as the volume came back up, that's when you started talking.
Yeah.
It was timed perfectly.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to, like, take it down and put it back and fix it and put it back up. But fuck it. I can't. So, well, those hits, I'm going to mess up.
I know your OCD was killing
me. Yeah, I was destroying me. Like, it hurt my, I could feel it in my neck. Like, I was like, oh, like my shoulders came up. I was like, damn you.
So, anyways, I've done pretty cheesy shit. Like, I used to do cheesy shit like that all the time. But I did shit like,
chocolate next to the shoes. This shit grosses me out.
You're not eating the chocolate. Just let go of that thought, and it shouldn't gross you out anymore.
All right, no, I'm just saying.
Jesus. I know it's not a piece of rice that you got from the youth fair.
Yeah, no, you can't top that.
Dude, that's craziness.
That makes
made out of
blood.
Fucking money and rice?
Or get one of those brass rings that they carve your name into. Mm. You remember those?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those came in handy when I got into a fight.
I wouldn't know. I backed out. going back to Kristen Stewart.
So how did they finally solve their problem?
No. He's moving back in. This is what happened this past week. He's moving back in, apparently, only for a month to try it out to see if they can work things out.
Could you imagine having to do that with the world giving a shit? Like,
no, but
this is the stuff that like if I try to work things out with Sunshine, if I talk about it on here, I can choose. Everybody's up in their business. Like, that would drive me fucking crazy if you're like genuinely trying to fix some sort of real relationship. But go on.
I don't. So, what's going on with you guys? How can we fix this?
How can we fix this?
Well, I'm not going
to go back and not fuck.
I really don't care. I really don't care.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Robert Pattinson. Don't fuck a director. If you would have fucked Thor, it would have been fine.
Yeah, that's kind of understandable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of...
It's like, well, who did she cheat on me with? Thor. Oh, well, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the joke I have on stage. Like, I don't give a fuck if my wife was looking at a guy with a six-pack, because I don't have one. Now, if she was looking at another fat guy, I'd be like, hey, what the fuck is going on over here?
Like, if she cheats on him with another weird-looking, pale,
horrible actor, that would be bad.
Like, another terrible...
But, like, Thor could act.
Yeah, Thor's good.
So, that would, you know, that would be understandable. But she picked another reclusive guy.
So, he's going to stay with her for a month. And work things out.
Yeah, and try to work things out. And see how it goes.
I don't know.
How would you do that? Would you
not,
do that?
No,
would
I don't know. I don't know if I give a shit. I really don't.
No, would you ever do that? Like, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, that's the part that interests me, is not who they are.
Putting a time limit on it?
No, not, the part that interests me about this story is not who they are, but that whole facet of the mentality of, like, well, I'm gonna try this out for 30 days and see how it works. Like, you kind of know whether you want to be somebody
you're gonna
or
eat
not.
McDonald's for 30
Don't you know if you want to be with somebody or not? I mean, not you.
Well,
not
yeah, yeah.
Holy
who the
shit.
Fuck are you?
I honestly didn't even mean that.
That wasn't a shot.
I swear to God, that wasn't a shot.
All right.
I swear to you. I swear to you, to Chris Kringle, that was not a shot. I was like, oh, fuck. I go, don't you know if you want? I really asked that. And I've had this conversation with my wife, and look who I'm asking. I'm like, never mind. So let's move on.
Hey, no, but seriously, with another,
no, but seriously, you're really the wrong person to ask.
Nah, I'm not the right person to ask. But in another situation, I had there was a girl that I was the one that was like head over heels, and
the nerd girl.
Huh? No. This is a real thing. This was a thing where we'd gone out.
That wasn't a real thing.
Oh no, I'm into her. But nothing ever kind of came out of it. Like, this girl I was with for like a little while. We had hooked up and we were doing the friends with benefits thing. Mm-hmm. And I was the one that caught feelings in that.
Oh yeah, we've all caught feelings from that. We've all been in that situation.
Yeah,
where
I've been on both sides of that. And
I've been on one side.
Yeah, well,
and it wasn't the cool side.
It wasn't the power position.
What this was when we got together. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that position. It was the, but things have changed now.
I was that guy in this situation. And then she did this thing that I, to this day, I give her 100% credit for, because she says, give it.
She stuck it in your fucking ass.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, fuck this. I'll see you. You go fucking burn in hell. That's gross.
There was no need for the third knuckle to get in.
Yeah, yeah. Why? Like, really? Really?
Three knuckles.
Yeah. I was going to keep going.
I was realizing three knuckles, that's the entire
thing. Yeah, you're up to the, that's all, it's fisting. Gotcha. The
or fun, depending on who you ask.
It depends on who you ask. Hey, different strokes, you know what I'm saying? But it takes different strokes to rule the world, yes it does.
I heard somewhere, somebody, I forgot who said this. I heard this recently. It was so fucking cheesy. I think it was an open micer. I forgot who it was. I don't remember if it was an open micer. I don't remember, but it was so cheesy because I had a black and white TV growing up as a kid. You know, I didn't really get the whole Different Strokes thing. Didn't really get the big deal about that. I thought that was so horribly cheesy, but it made it funny. I'm like, because...
Like, you can kind of swing back. The pendulum can... If you do something so hacky that it's, like, calculated... No, but
it's funny because it's hacky.
Bad.
It's
yeah.
funny because it's hacky. Not because it's funny on its own. It's funny because it's hacky. Like, that's
it's,
really
it's, like,
bad.
Has that meta funny.
Yeah. Well, you're like, that's
funny. That's pretty terrible. I didn't get the whole Different Strokes thing.
Like, I didn't really get the whole Different Strokes growing up as a kid. I'm like...
So this girl...
It's ridiculous because you can tell, even on a black and white TV, you can tell one child is black.
One is less, and one is lighter, and one is darker.
Yes,
they're light gray, dark gray.
Right.
No, but so this girl said, look, look, we're not going to talk for 2 months. And if after 2 months you still feel the same way...
2 months? Yeah. 2 months is a long time.
But bro. She did it on purpose. I looking back on it now, I was like...
That was the smartest way of breaking up with somebody I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it was genius.
Let's not talk for 2 months. If after 2 months...
It was genius. She said after 2 months, if you still...
But no contact.
No contact.
No text.
There wasn't really like a... What was there? MySpace that just started? Or not even. No, there was like AOL.
Right.
Like AIM. And...
ASL?
No, this girl, well, never mind. But she, after 2 months, then she's like, if you're still feel this way after 2 months, then we'll work this out together. We'll take it serious. Like, we'll approach this again.
I'll take this into consideration. Basically.
Yeah. It's like, well, when someone says, I'll take this.
Fucking
under-
move. And you fell for that
of
shit?
Of course. I caught the feelings.
I caught the feelings. I caught the feelings.
Like, I know. For me, it's more like a disease. Like, oh, man, Mike, what'd you get? It's like, I caught feelings, man. Oh, my God. Is it, like, for real? Yeah.
Is that a James Brown song?
I don't know.
I got a feeling. No. I just remember I'm listening to last week's podcast and you and Frank talking so much shit about pop music. I was like, fuck you guys. I like pop music. I really love pop music. That's my favorite kind of music.
But we're not talking shit about like specific, like band, like we're talking shit about like specific. It serves a purpose. Like we're looking at it on a deeper
Smokey
level.
Robinson's My Girl, that's a pop song.
Yeah, it is, and it's a great song. There's great pop songs, but whatever. So this girl, after 2 months, I completely forgot about her and was like, you know, I met another girl or you know, just completely.
You know, it's so funny because guys would never be able to.
I couldn't pull that. I wouldn't if I would have tried to turn that around on her, would have never worked.
Like, listen.
Because I stuck
to
my guns.
Let's just not talk for 2 months.
I stuck to my guns.
The fact that you were able to not talk to her for 2 months is a lot.
No,
that's
because I met this girl like 2 weeks later, and there wasn't like that constant cell phone, Facebooking.
Even then, you were
because you couldn't Facebook
stuff. I could just go from one girl to another.
No, it was that.
It's not even Facebook isn't the problem for me. For me, it's texting.
No, for me, Facebook is
for me, it's texting because I can stay away from Facebook a lot. I do stay away from Facebook for the most part.
No, for me, it's like I don't need to see updates. Like the last two girls that I've been with, that my last two serious girlfriends, when they like Facebook, I had to unfriend them, and I blocked them each for a little while afterwards. And then I was like, okay, I think I'm over it. And then I would not be the friends with them. And then at one point, Facebook was like, here's some people you may know. And then there's
two, three, four.
Oh, it's James Brown.
Yeah.
I got the feeling.
Okay, there you go.
Fuck it, this song is great.
Baby, I got the feeling. You don't know what to do to me.
I saw this.
Because that's how families entertain the grandparents.
Yes, for every.
Oh, I gotta include the link to that.
I just saw this episode live, like the other day. I was getting ready to go to the improv, and. And I saw this, and I was like, holy, dude, I love that show.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I love that show.
I forgot, like, you forget how good that show was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that show was good. Like, it wasn't just, like...
It was great.
That show was hilarious.
Shit.
Cockroach.
But I just kept thinking, that's why when you're like, oh, I caught the feelings, I was like, damn, that, wasn't that, it rang so familiar to me. I was like, I caught the feet, and I was doing the dancing that he's doing, and I didn't realize why. And then I YouTubed, I got the feeling... And then it said James Brown Cosby Show, and I'm like, that's the fucking one. That's the reason why. Okay, I get it.
But yeah, so, but what it was is that if Facebook is very passive. So like I can go on Facebook, look at their profile, and they don't know. You know what I mean?
It's called stalk.
It's Facebook stalk somebody. But I had unfriended them, so I couldn't see it. They were private. You would have to unblock them. And then so at some point it says,
you friended the last two girlfriends you had? You unfriended them?
No. The last two serious ones, yeah. The ones that are the Good Luck Chuck versions. The ones that are so then at one point both of them were in the friends you may know section, mm-hmm. and both of them were in their wedding dresses.
That's right. Like, we talked about this.
And it's like, literally like, here's some people you know. And I was like, no, Facebook, bad Facebook. You do not do bad. And then
shit. So both serious relationships that you have ended or were ended.
The first one, I was the one that broke up with her. It was like after 3 years. Three and a bit. And then the other one after 2.5 years, it was like a...
That's the one that you almost got engaged.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And both of them are now married.
Both of them are now married.
So if you...
One of them with a child. One that broke up with me because she said you didn't want to have kids.
Right.
We got pregnant and married.
So, yeah, I've had that done before. I've had that. That's why your situation now really... It hits home with me because I've always... Like we talked about before, I've always been that guy that broke up. And I've had... The last girl that broke up with me was, and I'm still friends with her to this day, but when she broke up with me, she was like, I'm not ready for a relationship. And then she was dating a guy like 6 months later.
Yeah.
She was pregnant like 8 months after we broke up.
And I
got so angry.
That's...
Like, it was like, because I fell for it.
Right.
Because that was a nice way. Mm-hmm. I was too naive and too into her.
Because the sentence isn't complete.
Yes.
I'm not ready for a relationship with you.
Right. That's what that means.
Yeah.
And... I believed her when she goes, I'm not really for a relationship. So I was,
of course you believed her.
I was given that false hope of that a kid gets when he sees his divorced parents hug and you go, oh, they might get back together.
Oh yeah, I know what that's like.
And that's right, because you have fake parents. So
in all fairness, like my parents don't like each other, so they never really did that. But like my step parents are cool. So I'm cool with my family. If they would have stayed together, this would have ended violently. It's just terrible.
It was one of those things. So where was I? You cut me off.
The false hope that you see when.
All right, right. So then, yeah. So I've had that. I'm not ready.
Maybe
for
she will be ready soon. You know, like maybe in a month. I'll just wait.
Right. So then, and then 8 months later, or 6 months later, she's pregnant. Or she 6 months later, she's dating another guy, and you go, wait a minute. And then 8 months later, she's pregnant. Oh, and by the way, when her and I were dating, she was a virgin.
Oh.
And I was like, you're saving yourself for marriage, blah, 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 all that jazz. She didn't. But, you know what I'm saying? High five.
Fornicator.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jezebel.
But.
Those are your words.
Jezebel? That's not my word.
That's a church word. That's a Bible word.
But that's not my... You said that's your word. You said that's your people's
word.
You are the sole representative of every religion. Every single religion.
Every Christian person, you are the sole representative. If we have a Muslim in here, then he will be the PR person.
There's no Muslims. I don't know any Muslims. I like pork way too much to know Muslims.
No, I know a few, but... But they will come on the show.
He's not really a Muslim if he eats pork. The guy that you were like, I eat pork.
Oh, yeah.
My mom thinks I'm Muslim, but I don't.
But he's Muslim in name only. Like he's
Muslim-esque.
Yeah.
Muslim light.
He's Muslim light.
He's like, Muslim one.
I don't want to say his name.
Just one calorie. Just one calorie. Just not enough.
Just one calorie. Not Muslim enough. You're the Diet Coke of Muslim.
Yes.
You're the margarine of Muslim.
The margarine of Muslim. good times. All right, so let's get to last week's.
Did we finish the story of you? Yeah, we got everything, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Any other juicy tidbits that we could just squeeze out of that one?
No, she got pregnant. I mean, we had a long...
Did she name the kid Mary?
We had a long... Her and I had a long, like, if you follow the path of our relationship, and by relationship, I don't just mean the part that we dated, but we
as long as you've known,
right?
The friendships,
right? So, but right now we're really good friends, and she's really good friends with my wife now. I don't want to say really good friends, but she's
they're cordial,
and she's a really good person.
Really friendly.
Yeah, she's a really good person. Okay. My wife the other day got got a message from her on Facebook because her friends on Facebook. She was at my engagement party. She was at the baby shower. And she got my wife got a message from her saying, "Hey, I got a little something for Sophia. I got a little gift for Sophia. So whenever my daughter, so whenever you know whatever." And my wife even commented, she's like, "Man, you got really good friends." And I go, "Yeah, I know." And she's like, "Your friends are like really thoughtful." And I'm like, "Yeah, like that's just my friends. I don't disown you because we happen to have dated for 5 months, you know, years ago." Yeah. I don't automatically go never again. But it took time for me. It took a little bit of time because of that. Because I was like heartbroken twice. Like she broke up with me, I was heartbroken.
Right.
And then 8 months later, when she's pregnant with some other guy, I was like, "Oh fuck! Now I'm going through this again."
Yeah, so. that's kind of fucked up. Can we take a break so I can go to the bathroom?
Yes, we will take a break. We will take a quick commercial break,
and then we'll get into the
I got the feeling.
Oh yeah, we'll put that up.
All right, so. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Baby, 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 I got the feeling, baby, baby. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down.
That's what I felt like every time when you were telling the story. You're like, "And I caught the feelings. I caught the feelings.
Baby, baby, baby.
Just give me 2 months.
Just give it two months.
2 months. And if you still want to fuck all of this,
yeah,
then I'll take it into consideration."
That's exactly what.
That what a tremendous sales job she did on you.
Bro, and it worked. Like, I fell for that shit hard.
But it's hard. Ridiculous because that's literally saying, if you really like me, after 2 months, after X amount of time, I'll take it into consideration. And you have to prove that you really like me by taking this time off. And you're like, "Wait
I'm
a minute.
To remember.
If you were a fucking dude and said that chick, never would you. If a woman said, 'I love you,' and be like, 'Well, let's give it 2 months.
Yeah.
Or let's give it a week. If you even said a week, let's give it a week. Don't talk to me. If after a week you still feel the same, I would then take it into consideration." If you told that shit to a woman, you know, like, it sounds.
I don't remember it being that harsh. I don't know if I'm using the right.
No,
language.
She's not. She did it. I'm sure she didn't say, "I'll take it into consideration."
It was
I'm sure
basically
she said, "We'll
like,
talk about it then,"
or it's like or something like that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like,
I'm sure she said it then, but basically, like, very
something like, "Oh, well, then maybe it'll be a sign that we should talk about it, right there, even that, which is the best. Bro,
that's the best case scenario as far as the best kind of facade that she could put over that. The best kind of spin you could put on that. But even that, which is the best spin that she could put on it, is still very weak. That's a very weak spin.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you were thinking straight, you'd be like, "Wait a minute, I gotta."
From the outside, that's like, that's fucking stupid. But from the inside, it's like, "Oh, well, I'll give it that time, and then that'll give me time to think and all that stuff." And then you just fantasize about it. But then
messaging would be the hardest part.
I don't, you want
to
know what? I don't know if I could have done that if Facebook existed and we were friends.
Again,
on Facebook.
Facebook to me doesn't bother. Like, I can stay away from Facebook. If I like somebody, I'll check their page more often than I check Facebook now.
Yeah.
But texting to me is the hardest part because it's so instant.
Yeah.
Facebook, you still have to. Are they online? Even if you're on your phone and you send them a message.
Well, no, but you can kind of see what they're posting. Like, you could see.
Yeah, yeah.
To me,
the hard part would be avoiding the talking about, like talking to them, like communicating with them, not seeing what they're doing, but communicating with them. That to me would be harder. Because even in text messaging, I can't
say that.
Quiet.
Yeah, we're different.
I can't stay quiet.
Yeah, you have issue.
Yeah,
but for me, it's the knowing, like when I had a girl break up with me, like a girl should shoot me down, and then I see her she's friends with me on Facebook, and I see her with like her new boyfriend, and it's always like, I've done that with exes where
like years ago, obviously they will break up with me, and then I see who they're with now, and I'm like,
"Yeah,
you fucking missed a boat on this one, buddy."
No, this girl started.
That guy is whacking and dick.
This girl I'm talking about, she was a beautiful girl, but she started dating like a really good looking tall black guy.
I'm okay with that.
No, but then I'm like,
that goes back to my joke. That goes back to my joke. I can't. I don't have that.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm okay.
I can't compete with it. Like, you know what I'm mean? Like, yeah, well, good on you.
If you're dating, if you're dating another guy who's also on the heavy side, not as fat as me, I'll give you that.
Sure.
But also on the heavy side and has a dead end career, has a dead end job, and has a shitty car that you post on Facebook. I'm like.
Yeah.
Dude, you missed out on this shit. Like, I'm not shit right now, but I got, that's like the old joke that I used to have. Like, I'm not shit right now. Basically, I'm in pre-construction prices.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So, you know what I mean? And I had this whole bit about it, but yeah, that's how I feel about it. I'm like, you fucked that up. You missed the boat on that one.
But, all right. So, old school picks.
Oh, before we continue. WooBro now has a Tumblr page.
Oh, yeah.
So we started a Tumblr page.
WooBro.tumblr.com.
Right. And it's basically, I am new to the Tumblr thing. I didn't even know really what it was until I kept hearing everybody else talk about their podcast having Tumblr pages. And not to be a copycat, but I was like, what does that even mean? And then I checked it out. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So now whenever we make a reference to a movie or we make a reference to some kind of stupid shit, or if I could find the broken blood veil.
The blood vial, if you take a picture of it.
If I could, I would take a picture of it. I know for a fact I don't have it because I got rid of that shit rather quickly. Like,
ew.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Hashtag yuck.
Yuck.
But like it's shit like that, like if it's shit that we're talking about, like, oh, it's something in the room, and we're like, oh, in the room and blah blah, like the Bug Zapper episode, we would have taken
taken a picture of the
and posted it up and shit like that. So that's cool. So we've posted up one episode so far, which was
Jeff Quintana.
Yeah, 38 episode 38, which is the one with Jeff Quintana.
Acuerdo.
And we posted up a picture. I'm really proud of the pictures I found. Because I found the Rocky Balboa picture where they're on their first date and he's getting a little rapey.
Yeah.
And then I found
the Garbage Pail Kids
picture. And I could have posted like five pictures of that movie alone.
That one's, yeah.
And so I, you know, we're going to post pictures of the old school pics.
Sometimes, because it's good that we did this, because I feel that having that
some
visual.
Some things need visual. Sometimes.
If we could find a screenshot that we could put up of the pterodactyl porn.
That we're going
to. We got to.
But the thing is, I couldn't do it earlier today because I was like, I was on a computer. I was like on a library computer where I didn't want to do that. Fucking. At the public
Excuse
library.
Excuse me, like, sir. You're under arrest. Yeah. Like, what?
What? Man, a man can't watch
pterodactyl porn. What the fuck?
Sir, you have books and pterodactyls. you're checking out books and pterodactyls. I know.
I'm curious.
I had books and pterodactyls. I'm checking out books and pterodactyls and latex. Latex made easy at home and shit. Like, oh,
I need to recreate this at home.
But we're going to put that for the Frank M. Rodriguez. So we're going to keep updating it now. So now we're going to update from here on out. I don't want to go back in the previous episodes and have to go through all that. That's fuck you. That's a lot of work.
And also, you can submit stuff. So if you find a cool picture.
Oh, fuck, please, yes.
If you find a cool picture of any of the stuff we talk about on WooBro, send it to the WooBro Tumblr.
Yeah.
You can submit it right there. And if you have an old school pic that you want to talk about, it's all now that's like a good central focal point.
That's great.
And you know, that you can do it that way too. It's just another way for you to interact with us.
Awesome. It's awesome. So I'm very excited about the Tumblr page. I just mainly because I just found out what a Tumblr page was.
Yeah, you're like, ooh.
And I'm like, ooh, that's cool.
New toy.
Let's check this out. I don't know why I got into Borat all of a sudden, but you see how I put the oh, WooBro has a new logo.
Yeah, that's right.
So we have a new professional logo.
Hey, man. 40 episodes in, we're getting our shit together.
Yeah. It took 40 episodes, but we're fucking doing it. So and we're going to have flyers that we'll be passing out after either one of us performs.
Yeah.
We'll have flyers to promote the podcast and stuff like that. So thank you guys who have been listening. You 12 are the greatest.
Yeah, man. We love the people who listen.
All 14 of you are phenomenal.
And all the new listeners that Frank brought.
Yes, all the new listeners that Frank brought. And if you are a listener and you want to stop listening because you're afraid that somebody in the podcast is going to say something because you used to date, don't. Just don't leave the podcast. Just stick around.
Whoever that might be.
That could be a plethora.
A plethora.
A plethora of people. And so, yeah. Oh, You know, it'd be cool for you to submit to the Tumblr page, WooBro listeners, is if you are watching TV and you happen to flip through a previous old school pic.
Oh, yeah, good.
Take a picture of it. And submit it. Like, take a picture of your TV as you're showing.
I'll do it. I stumble across that shit sometimes.
I stumble upon that all the time.
I tweet more than me.
I watch more. Because I actually have TV.
You have cable.
Yes. I actually have TV.
I plan out my watchings.
Yes. You.
I have to.
You download your shit ahead of time. Which, by the way, have you seen Bad Lieutenant from 2 weeks ago that you downloaded?
I have not. I honestly have not had a chance to watch.
You had time. I had a chance. You passed by the improv this weekend when you weren't working. You could have fucking...
Yeah, I went to go hang out.
You
to
watched
support
the wrong show. You watched. You came in the wrong show.
Why?
Because remember.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We had a fallout the day before.
The day before, I could have totally
fucked that up.
Yep. So I did.
Anyways, all right. So let's move on to this last week's podcast. We did Stargate.
Still fucking great, man.
So great movie.
Yeah, I have it. I watched it again.
Don't tell Mom the babysitter's dead.
Which I watched. I watched again.
I saw it like a year ago, and I'm good. I don't think the movie's bad. I just don't think I need to be like, wait, let's watch it again at 31 and let's see what I didn't catch at 29 and a half.
The fashion in that movie was the funniest part. Like when I'm watching it now and then I'm like, I'm sure when that movie came out, they're like, oh, this is going to be great. It's going to start new trends. Now I'm watching it and I'm just like,
that kid, one of her little brothers was the same kid from The Rookie. The friend.
Yeah, yeah. The not the guy with the arm.
Not
friend.
The friend.
Yeah.
The friend of the rookie. I gotta explain.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. And then we had Phantasm. I still haven't seen. I don't know what.
I don't know if I'm trying to see about planning a little.
Look, Frank is a great musician.
He is. The songs are great.
Frank is a
like
great musician. So, he's a great musician.
I edited those correctly. Those were fine.
Yeah, those are. He's a great musician, and but his old school picks. Well, let's just say Mike is a masterpiece.
I picked way better.
Like that. I don't think anybody's picked a worse film
than Phantasm
or his picks in general.
The one that the guy did
from Airplane, the directors.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Movie. Yeah,
and I was like, I've never seen these, but I've never heard of them either. That's the problem. Like, if I've never heard of a movie. I was like, oh, that's...
There's like a million Phantasms. It's like Phantasms. It's like one of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, but not
okay, so they can't be that bad then.
Yeah,
so
they're like, just, there's a bunch of them. But the first one's
Frank,
good and creepy.
You.
Yeah.
You know I love you, Frank. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know your strong point is not movies.
Yeah. He's a great musician.
Right now he's listening going,
call, motherfucker, call. But no, I didn't watch that. I'm trying to. I want to do a movie marathon for Halloween, like some scary movies, like the weekend before.
Is Phantasm going to be on there?
Probably not.
You know what movies? What horror movie series I've never seen any of? Like not even like 5 minutes of.
What?
Is Hellraiser? Ever?
I haven't really seen
as
any
a
of
kid.
Those.
The image,
it scared you?
The image on the like the fucking poster, the box of Pinhead was way too much for me.
Really?
Way too. I was like, oh,
sorry,
I'll never
went,
see
I went
that.
Into that. Really?
Yeah, I'll never like. This is a time frame where I love Jason movies. I love the Freddy movies, the Nightmare on Elm Street. I love those movies because they were gruesome, and even though they scared the living shit out of me, and I had nightmares for days.
Though.
Yeah, no.
Nightmare on Elm Street is funny if you watch.
Yeah. But now they're like real. Wait, like now they're like.
It's
cool
like,
for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
But as a kid, they scared the believing bejesus out of me. However, I still watch them.
Yeah.
Hellraiser was to the point that I was like, no.
No, thank
just
you.
Looking at Pinhead, I was like, no.
No. No, thank you.
No, I'm out. Done.
No. I guess we're not going to watch it.
A callback. Episode 15. I don't know what episode that was.
No, I don't think it got to be like 20-something.
Way 20-something. All right,
so,
and then Sunshine's pick was Flatliners. Great movie.
I didn't watch it.
Of course
not did. Because not for any other
reason.
Because
you would be crying, your popcorn would be all salty.
Not for any other
extra
reason.
Salty because of the tears.
The tears. No, I just didn't get around to that. That was not intentional.
It's not intentional. The way you said it, like,
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't watch that shit. Fuck.
It's like I went, fuck her.
No, but you almost, movies. It sounded like you were, like, no. Your voice tone was that of, your voice tone was like, oh, and Sunshine Speaker was Flatliners, and you were like, yeah, I'm not going to watch
it. Yeah, my tone
shit.
Has been confusing
your tone
lately.
Yeah, your tone, yeah. Let's put that out in the open right now, okay? I know there are a few of you who are like, man, there is a dick. Mike is clearly...
Upset and awkward.
Yeah, he, every time Neri brings up Sunshine, he's clearly awkward and upset about it, and he really isn't. Like, I know in the voice.
So, I mean, there's some, but it's not in not it's, not in.
Listen, I'm looking at him. He's clearly, and he will tell you. You say it. You are hamming it up for the podcast some, for the sake
yeah,
of comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm playing up.
But to
the
me,
angles.
To me, it's. Clear as day.
Because you can see
because
me
I can physically
of my body.
See you, and I'm like, yeah. This guy is hamming this shit up. Which is the reason why I keep fucking digging into you. But other people, such as my wife, wife was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like it really... It sounds like he's really awkward. It sounds like he feels really awkward yeah. about it. And I'm like, really? Because, again, even when I listen back to each episode, I physically remember yeah. what's happening. And I'm thinking, really? Because it's really fucking hammy to me. Like, it's like...
I'm just a very good voice actor. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, leave it at that. Just,
you're like, yeah.
Just
okay.
voice acting.
Yeah.
Just voice acting, though. Because the rest, I'm like, this is ham. And again, just want to put that out there because I don't want to seem like I'm the ass. Like, Neri's a dick.
Neri
he can clearly... You can hear
it.
You can hear it that it bothers him. And he's still bringing it up. I'm like, no, it's not really bothering him that much. I don't remember.
I got news for you, Neri. It's all true.
Okay. Then you are the worst true actor
I'm
ever.
The, yeah.
You're the worst. Your
I'm,
body
I'm
language.
Very method.
Your very body language just screams.
What if that's how I actually am?
God, imagine. Like, you know, it's funny to me. That's so weird how people are bad at acting. Like, I've given people a piece of paper to read. I'm like, all right, let's act this out. Like, even if I'm not saying that I've done this for movies or legitimate TV shows.
But just to, like, fuck around.
Yeah, even just to fuck around. And they'll be like, so, what are you doing today? And I'm like, the moment you tell them that you're acting or
they
that
start,
they are
yeah,
acting,
yeah, yeah.
they start, they don't know how to act. They don't know how to, literally, they don't know how to act like a normal fucking human being. I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah, just be
just,
normal.
Just be normal. Just read this like if, read it as if you were, and then you can't, even when it's not reading, even when it's like, I've taken like cinema appreciation where we would have people in front of the class and we would act out.
Scenes.
And the whole point of the exercise was so that the teacher could explain to us certain camera angles and how certain camera angles, like if you look at it from here,
right.
She would take a little camcorder and show the TV and be like, look, if you look at it from here, it's more dramatic. If you look at it from the out, you know what I mean?
Just right. Just to teach angles.
Again, just to teach angles. And there would be people like, so what are you doing? Stop talking to my girlfriend. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's how you fucking, like,
that's
the moment a camera gets in front of you, that's how you fucking are? And
some people are, man. Some people, look, you've seen people get freeze on stage and shit like that.
Now,
like,
freeze on stage is because there's an audience. But the moment there's a camera,
but
I guess
people,
a
people
class,
think,
I guess the
people
class
think
is an audience.
The no, but even then people think of it if you point a camera at some people, they can't
they freeze. Yeah.
They can't put it past that anybody. Forget about an audience of a room of people. Anyone is now going to be able to see this, something that's recorded forever.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's it.
You made me think of another old school pick.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess the last one. Are you going to use that this week?
You haven't guessed any of mine.
I remember the
you
one.
You guessed one that I thought of.
Yeah, that you
at
thought
the
of.
Moment. I
you
haven't
didn't
said
use it yet.
No,
I'm just saying.
No, I'm not. And I'm not going to use it for a while because you guessed it after. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to
use
it.
You can't give me any credit.
I'm not going to. No, I'm not getting. It's not that I'm giving you any credit. I'll give you credit when it comes out because I'm sure when. But you're expecting it now. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I kind of want to say it just to fuck with you. Just be like, oh, it's this one. RoboCop 3. No?
Yeah, 3. Because 3 would be the one I picked. out of that franchise.
Out of that one.
Part 3.
Yeah, part
I actually,
3.
RoboCop
that's
is one of is one of the ones on my list. RoboCop. But I want that's not the pick. You already ruined it. So you said part 3. Fucking.
I'm feeling.
I got that feeling. All right, so what's your old school pick this week?
My old school pick is 12 Monkeys.
Oh, that's actually Sunshine's List. Huh?
Sunshine's List? Yeah. Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
I love that
great
movie.
Great pick. Great pick.
That's when Brad Pitt is the shit in that movie.
I actually haven't seen that movie where I know what's happening.
Really?
Like, I know what's happening.
Well, it's made to be confusing.
Yeah, it's made to be confusing. And yeah. It's Lynch, I think. I want to say it's Lynch.
No. It's Terry Gilliam, the guy from
I just don't want you to keep saying movies, because then you're going to start saying other old school picks. And I'm like,
stop. You stop saying words.
Stop saying words. I stopped you before you. Like, he's also the director of Shut Your Mouth. Shut the fuck up.
Stay quiet.
That's a really good movie, but I haven't. I remember watching it going like, and I would see it in pieces, like walking out of the room type of shit.
I was still young.
So this is actually a movie that I'm very interested in seeing.
You go like, back
ASAP.
Type of shit. So that's a good Bruce Willis. That was like one of the like the first one where Bruce Willis was like weird and he's not Die Hard. You know, like he's not a leading character. Movie. But not that one.
Again,
you have to watch it.
He has two. I think he has two, maybe three different characters. He has Die Hard. And he has the whole nine yards. And I think those are the two characters that he has.
I guess Sixth Sense is kind of like the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating.
No, and I'm not trying. And I'm not even like saying like, oh my God, yes. I'm saying like, yeah, that's obvious.
That's exactly the fucking character. That's a weird connection to make, but it's the same guy. Quiet, reserved.
That reserved, quiet strength.
Yeah.
If you will. Well, you know he means business and he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't have to brag about it.
In 12 Monkeys, I challenge that it's his third
character. Can we really call it a third character if he's only done it once?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I like Bruce Willis. I don't want people hearing this going like, oh, he's talking shit about Bruce. No, but I mean, you get into this sort of.
Now I'm trying to think of another Bruce Willis, but he's either one of the
Mercury
other.
Rising. No, again, I never saw that fuck, one. But every movie, he's pretty much one of those two characters.
And they're making a Red 2. I can't wait.
Red 2. Red
was
the same character
as Die Hard.
Yeah.
He's more the quiet, reserved
ass kicker. I mean business. I know what I'm doing, but I don't brag about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Play the same guy. But in 12 Monkeys, he's all weird and crazy.
Well, Brad Pitt's the weird and crazy one.
They're both all fucked up. It's a great movie. I'm going to watch it. Yeah, yeah.
The movie that I'm going to put here, my old school pick this week, I just saw for the first time. For the first time ever.
Really?
Just like Bad Lieutenant. Yeah. The first time I saw it was like 3 weeks ago.
And you were like, damn.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Worth the hype. So, I don't know. I kind of want to put it. What did I put last week? Stargate. So, I guess. All right. So, I'll go with that one. Copland.
This is where your streak ends. That movie sucks.
No.
I fell asleep during that movie.
Okay, well, then there you go. You fell asleep. You don't know the
movie. The movie didn't hold my attention. The movie's boring.
I think it's slow in the beginning, but okay, I just said it.
Yeah.
It's understated.
Like, it's an underestimate.
But I think
whatever the fuck a word is. But like, yeah.
Underestimated?
Something. I can't think of the word. But it's definitely very, like, too slow for me to get.
In the beginning, I think it's slow, but it picks up at the end. And I think the actors alone are worth watching that movie. Harvey Keitel, Robert De Niro. Harvey Keitel does one. Again, another. I didn't even realize this. Back-to-back Harvey Keitel movies.
Yeah, you're on the streak of Harvey
Keitel. But it's phenomenal. Like, the acting itself. What's his name? Rappaport?
Michael Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport's in the movie. I thought it was actually. I think it's slow, but I don't think it's like. Oh my God! It's slow, but I still care about what happens.
I'm gonna tell you what it was. I went into the theater expecting to see a Stallone movie.
Well, that's your problem.
I was totally wrong. I was completely disappointed.
And here's where you have to be able to say I got to give that movie a chance, because this is what we've talked about this before briefly. I felt the same way about The Cable Guy. I went in there thinking Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumbers type shit. And I got The Cable Guy and I was like, the fuck? And I hated that movie for years. Hated that movie because I never liked it in the movie theater because I was expecting Ace Ventura.
You were expecting more slapsticky craziness.
And it wasn't until years later when I just like...
That's one of my favorite
Else to watch.
Yeah.
And I was like, this movie's really funny, but in a different kind of
way. It's a very different kind of funny.
Copland not expecting a Stallone action movie, you go, this is a... Dude, I'm telling you, Harvey Keitel and Robert De Niro, just themselves, their scenes, you go, that's real fucking good acting.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's really good acting. And again, I do agree with you that the story is a little slow
at the beginning.
But it's not so slow that I don't care about the acting. Oh, Ray Liotta's character. Holy fuck, Ray Liotta's character. I was like, yeah, what's going
on? Because it lost me so hard at the beginning that I
you were turned off by it.
Yeah. And it lost me because it was so slow at the beginning that I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, I was like, I don't give a fuck about any of this.
Yes, because you fucking fell asleep.
Yeah, but that's because that's how slow it was at the beginning.
No, it's not. You're to the viewers listening to this, to the listeners listening to this, I should say.
Yeah.
You're exaggerating. It's not. Put me to sleep. Like, if you're tired watching it at midnight, you're going to fall asleep.
All right. I'll give you a challenge. This is one of my old school picks, but I'll burn it right now. The Negotiator with...
Great movie.
But it's slow at the beginning.
No, but that's different kind of slow. Because at the end of
it's building suspense.
It's building suspense.
Top Gun is just slow.
Okay, but you're comparing two types of movies because Negotiator, at the end of the day, is an action movie.
Yeah.
Copland is not an action movie. It's a drama.
It's supposed to be a drama.
You're like, look, the Negotiator is still in the beginning, but then at the end, everything blows up. Whoa, fuck. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Nothing blows. Whatever. But I think Copland is a good movie. I really think it's a good movie. And if you're watching
it
for actual acting, Mike, are you fucking kidding me? You just gave us King Ralph.
Yeah.
And you're going to fucking bullshit me about, you're going to hardball me about Copland?
Let's not have the DJ argument again. The only time I've seen Copland, it was one of those that I was
But you
like,
went in there expecting something else.
Exactly.
So that's unfair to the film.
I'm going
to
watch it again.
All right. You say that, but you're not.
I'm going to watch it again.
You say that, but you're not. And you, I
might
know
not
you.
Right away.
No, because if you don't ever watch it right away, you're never going to watch. Like, it took me.
I have it on DVD,
It took
actually.
Me and three other people whose opinion you respect to fucking bombard you with JCVD just so you could fucking give it a chance.
I have it on DVD. I actually have Copland on DVD.
You don't like it.
Because I remember seeing it on the Blockbuster queue or whatever, and then I ended up keeping it. But I got it. I never watched it because I was always like, this movie. Like, I'm mad at it. Like it was one of my friends that borrowed money and never gave it back.
Yes.
Like, it was like, I was like, yeah, this movie.
We call that fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck that movie. And then
FTG. FTM.
FTM. Yeah, fuck that movie. Fuck that movie.
That's how I feel about Rushmore and Life
right,
Aquatica.
Like, fuck that movie.
FTM.
Yeah, so... I have it. I'll watch it again. I don't have to go down.
I'm asking you to watch it again. Give it a first shot. And again,
I will give it a first shot when I'm awake.
When you're
and
awake.
Not sleepy. That's not before bed.
Yes. And
so
you're
I
not.
Won't fall asleep.
But, you know, again, I think it's. And I don't think it's dreadfully slow. I just think it's slow in the beginning because it's gathering all the pieces.
Also.
But watch that movie just for acting. I think.
Comparatively, it's so. If you're expecting an action movie,
it's not, though.
No. But I'm just. Hold on. If you're expecting
Stallone's
an action,
fat as fuck in that movie. Why are you expecting an action movie from that guy?
If you're expecting an action movie, the slowness seems even slower. That's all I'm saying.
Again, I completely agree with you.
So I'm going
to
watch
But as much as I completely agree with you, I would have to say, because I agree with you so much and you are aware that you should be able to step aside from yourself and be like,
I'm agreeing with you, goddammit.
I don't think you are. Is that you're saying all the right words. This is JCVD all over again. You're saying all the right words. But your body language is that of...
You don't trust me?
I don't trust you. Like, I'm saying, I really believe to this day, if it wasn't for Oni...
Yeah.
Like, sticking up for me, and then Oni telling us that another person had told him about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally... It was the same as three people telling you, bombarding you with, it's a fucking great movie, Oscar snub, and you were like,
All right. Even when I started watching it, I was like, all right. Yeah. But that first scene got me. So okay. I'll give this a shot.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll give it a fair shot.
The reason why I keep on talking is because you're saying the right words.
Yeah.
You're not.
I'm making an attempt to agree with you.
So that's pick.
The old school pick.
And then we're gonna go.
Honorable mention to The Negotiator. If you want to throw an action movie in there. Because Twelve Monkeys, neither one of them are action. Neither one of our picks
has action.
It does have action in it, but it's not. It's more like
I was about to give an example of another old school pick that I have. And I was like, it's like nothing.
I just burned.
It's like nothing that I
it's
have.
Like nothing that I have.
I burned RoboCop. I burned that one. All
right.
Because you burned it.
You said
RoboCop 3.
It's almost like we're scared to say things that. Oh, I really loved it. Oh, you shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Like the movie just walked in the room, like, oh shit, he's here, fucking here.
With a comedy, or is Flatliners isn't a comedy? Is it
no,
comedy?
No, no.
Picked High Fidelity. That's
a comedy.
Ish. Yeah. Right. Look, she had 12 Monkeys right there. So I don't want to go. She has a lot of comedies in here, and I don't want to go. There's a good one, and I'm gonna.
Go comedy.
This is a good one. No, I'm gonna. No, I don't want to go comedy with her because she has a lot of them. Actually, I should burn them because she has a lot of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
True Lies.
That's a good one.
Yeah, she's good, man.
That's a good one. But I will challenge that when I've seen it on TV, like recently.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when it pops up every now and again.
You threw the challenge flag.
But you can overrule me.
No, we did the same thing with The Sandlot where we said that.
Right. That one shows up. It goes like a month.
I have not seen True Lies on TV, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. I'm like, I wouldn't. But I honestly don't remember the last time that movie came out on TV. I don't recall that.
I saw it on one of the broadcast channels, 33 or 39, and one of those afternoon movie things.
Like, if you said HBO, I would have dismissed it, because that's not fair.
Yeah.
Dismiss it out of HBO.
No. I'm being honest. Look, I'm not just shooting it down because it's my ex-girlfriend. I'm not just like, no, fuck that movie. I'm not doing the FTM on this. I'm saying, like, that one, I think people have seen it recently. I don't know. I feel like I've seen it recently. Like, within the last couple months, even.
Okay. So, Mighty Ducks?
Daoying. That's a favorite of my friends, my core group of friends. We do the flying V and all that
quack.
Shit.
Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack.
I got to be honest with you. I saw a movie maybe like 2 years ago, and I was like, man, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, this one was bad. It's not like it's good as a richer or poor.
Yeah. Like, it's not. You will not feel your time is wasted.
No, it's entertaining.
It's really entertaining.
It really is entertaining.
It's fun to watch.
It's a fun movie.
It's a fluffy movie. It's a cotton candy movie.
Right. So, but here's the thing. I remember watching it, and I remember as a kid. Really getting hyped up.
I want to play hockey now.
As a kid, I really got hyped up with the quack. I was like, quack, 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 quack. Let's fucking do this. Let's be. You know what I mean? Like, I remember.
I don't remember them saying, let's fucking do
it.
I would be awesome with that. Quack. Fuck yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I felt as a kid when I heard the quack chant. I was like, let's fucking do this. Like, that. It pumped me up.
Yeah.
Like,
Nate, you know Nate. Nate Stroud, for a long time when I would wear my hair slicked back, he would call me Nate? Gordon Bombay. Little Black Nate.
Oh, okay.
And he would call me Gordon Bombay every time he'd see me. And I'm like,
is it raining inside the club? Put your hair back. Is it raining?
Yeah.
What's going on? shout out Mighty Ducks Part 3, son. Taking it to the Olympics, pal.
Mighty Ducks was the private school. Mighty Ducks 2 was the Olympics.
The Olympics, right. So that's what the whole, was it raining inside?
Yeah,
shout out to Mighty Ducks 2, Olympic champion, son.
The other one, the Mighty Ducks 3, I feel like they jumped the shark on that one.
No, I'm totally fine with it.
I'm okay with it.
I laughed as a kid thinking to myself, this kid blew the fuck. Like, he was a small kid.
Yeah.
Joshua Jackson was a small one. He was like, oh, you're a small and feisty captain in part one.
Yeah.
Right? In part two, he didn't even play because he was like, this other kid is better than me.
He was going to be he's like, oh, you're a better coach.
Yeah, better coach. And then in part three, he's like, fucking, like, now he's like 6'5".
Yeah, he's a huge dude.
240 pounds of solid muscle. And you go, what the fuck? I laughed.
He sprouted.
I laughed. I was like, wow, this kid had a foot. What happened to you, coach? Like, are you going to be a better coach?
He's like, well, but no, I grew a foot and gained 100 pounds of muscle, so now fuck you.
Yeah,
blam!
Now I could play, motherfucker. Like, that's really creative writing if you think about it. Because they want to have the same captain back, but all the kids are bigger, but he just hadn't had his growth spurt yet, so they're like, well, he's a better coach.
Let's make him a coach.
Yeah, let's make him the coach-esque type of guy.
Oh, man.
He's still a leader. In the locker room. They always say that shit. They say that shit about bad players. About old players.
About older guys.
The old players.
Like Jawan Howard.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the thought that I had in my head. That's exactly the player I had. He's a leader in the locker room. He's the guy that brings wisdom.
That's not wisdom. The second they start saying you have wisdom, you're retired. You're old.
You're not doing shit. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
You're clearly not
accomplishing anything on the team. If all you're bringing to the table is wisdom and and brings the unit together. Like, he's the glue. Like,
he's
really.
He's the glue. Yeah, he's the glue.
It's not the 45 points LeBron is putting up. That's not the fucking glue that's holding the team
that's
together.
That's not motivating them to work as a team.
Yeah, nah, hey, maybe we should stick together. No.
LeBron scored 80% of your points. You don't think that that's has something to do with it?
No, it's Juwan Howard's bench fucking towel waving.
It's just the way he whips that air. Yeah. Just guides the ball into the bucket.
The wisdom.
The wisdom.
Wisdom.
What is he, a wizard? He's standing there.
That's the name of this. That's the name of this 2 weeks podcast. The wisdom.
The wisdom.
The wisdom. So, those are good picks.
Yeah.
Nobody else is sending in picks, guys. So for all of you who are claiming to be fans, all I'm saying is
submit them to the Woobro Tumblr.
Woobro Tumblr. Woobro.
Tumblr.
At NaryScience.com, the Woobro Tumblr at Woobro.tumblr.com,
Woobro Pod on Twitter. We got plenty of ways.
Apparently, by the way, you don't. Woobro Tumblr doesn't have an E. It's TUMBLR. And I'm like, huh?
You know, it's one of them fancy internet things.
Fancy schmancy.
You know, we gotta get the youths involved.
Fancy schmancy. Oh, that's one of my. Anyways,
what?
No, we're talking later. So then, son of a bitch. Stop saying words, man.
You're so pissed.
I'm not pissed. I'm just like, I'm looking at it, and I was like so close to even saying it today. But whatever.
I know.
But of course you do. Everybody knows. Everybody listening can't say
it.
You fucking know.
If
all
you get
14
it,
man, people
let's
listening.
Put it on Twitter.
Put it on the Tumblr page and be like, ha ha, it's fucking ruined it for you, asshole. Anyways, so continuing the conversation.
My abs hurt. I worked out finally.
Did you?
I did.
You quit smoking. Did you still quit smoking? Is that still a thing?
That's still a thing.
Okay.
I've smoked, like, I got the e-cigarette.
The
electronic cigarette thing. And it works to kill cravings, but, like, if I'm out, like, I get the same, it's like a fleshlight versus a real vagina.
I never got the fleshlight, bro. I'm so
you never got
I
it?
I never got it.
I've never had one, but I'd see, like, for me, it's fake.
But what if it was real? Like, what if that's my problem? That's kind of a fear that I have.
Like, that's your thing now? You're never going to want to fuck a real pussy?
That's kind of, that I'd be like, I don't ever have to seduce my wife anymore. And I'm like, just fucking jerk
off.
If
she's like, hey, it's like, hey, let's fuck. No? All right, well, fuck you then.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck your bitch and just start
jerking off. And she's gonna be like, "What are you doing? You don't want to fuck me anymore." It's like, this one doesn't talk back.
Yeah, I wouldn't even put it politely. I wouldn't even be like, "Hey, you want to make love?" No. And that's my fear is that I
want me to fuck you or the fleshlight tonight. No, the light. All right, I got it. Oh, well, when you put it that way, I guess I'll fuck my light. Where'd you put my light? I don't like you saying that. Where did you put it? Why don't you fuck me instead? The light is better.
The light. The light's the same thing, except it doesn't move you. You don't see the light moving you out of place.
You don't see me moving my body back and forth when I fuck the light, do you?
Jeez Louise, man. That's so funny. You know, I have a friend. Did I ever tell you that story? I don't even know if I've said this on air. I have a friend who jerks off in the bathroom when his wife rolls over to go to sleep and he's still awake. Like, he pulls a porn on his phone, like we all do.
For sure.
Right? But he goes to the bathroom to jerk off. And I just found that ridiculous. And I'm like,
he doesn't want to bump her with his elbow or something?
No, but that's not exactly what I asked. I'm like, what size bed do you guys have? And I know we have a king size bed. I'm like,
you got plenty of room.
Why can't you just jerk off in your bed? I don't understand. Like, you're not doing anything wrong.
Is it for cleanup? I can understand. I have OCD. If it's for cleanup, I totally get it.
Oh, man. I was turned on by a good friend of mine about the secret of a fucking sock.
Yeah.
And I didn't
know.
Again, you're talking to a guy who didn't know about baby powder.
That's true.
That's
true. You've learned a lot.
We've heard
young
about
Padawan.
Yeah, we've heard a lot. I've heard a lot about these socks over your dick thing. I remember American Pie coming out.
Yeah.
I remember American Pie coming out.
Were you like blown away? Like that was like new technology?
No.
Like, what?
In fact, I was actually what it was is I got upset because I thought it was fake. I'm like, nobody jerks off with a fucking sock.
And then everybody in the theater is like, I do that
too. Well, I was laughing because in my mind, I was able to suspend disbelief and I was able to say, and this is what I thought. I thought, they're not going to show that guy's real dick. So they're going to make an excuse for him to put a sock on so they could show something. That was my excuse. That was my mentality as a kid while I was watching the movie and thinking, okay, it's funny because I know that it's supposed to be a dick. And they just put the sock over it because they have to cover it up to be able to show.
No muss, no fuss.
No.
Socks great.
Phenomenal.
Fabric softer. Phenomenal.
You know what? I am actually thinking about getting bigger socks that have the ankle socks. So I'm actually thinking about getting
like the full, like the tube socks?
Or maybe not just the ankle socks. Because I don't have ankle. I have like the fucking, like the crew cut. I have
the really low cut.
Yeah, the really low cut socks. So if I get the ankle high socks.
My dick is too big.
No, it's just I have a large thumb. It's nothing to do with my dick size. Five and three quarters. I have a size 13 foot. And five and three quarters, six inches.
How about a size 13? Yeah,
how much cum is in that dick? How about a size 13? Yep.
That's about right. Yep. It's about a 13. Yep. It's about a 13.
Right.
What?
Yeah. 13 ounces? No. Inches.
Like a shoe. Like a size 13 shoe. I could fill a good solid size 13.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Dog, you know there's a video out there somewhere.
So then, going back to what I was saying, I can't believe the light tonight. I can't believe my friend. He goes, I go to the bathroom. What the fuck? That would indicate that you're doing something wrong, and you're not. If your wife was asleep,
maybe he's just trying not to disturb her, though. Like,
but no, he just doesn't want to get caught. Oh. He just doesn't want to get caught. And I'm just like, what?
I don't know. For some reason, if it was out of politeness, I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah.
But
how vigorously are you drinking off?
Yeah.
That you're fucking moving the bed and waking up a human being.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. I have memory foam bed to begin with, so.
Oh, you're set.
But the thing is, even if I didn't, I don't foresee myself with a sleeping person next to me. Like, you know, maybe if she wasn't asleep next to me, maybe if there wasn't another human being, I'll stretch out my legs more than I do now. But I don't foresee myself like ever going like, just beat that shit.
Enough so that you topple the wine glass.
Exactly. The wine glass stays steady, my friend. That stays steady.
That's funny.
That's insane to me. So I just thought, I don't know.
Maybe he's got his lotion.
Have you ever jerked off next to somebody? And that's another thing. I've never used lotion.
My friends have never done that either.
My friends have never done that either. We've always said that we were like, who the fuck uses lotion?
I've done it both ways.
But just because you have an ashy dick, is it because your dick is ashy?
No, it's just it leaves it so silky smooth afterward. No, I don't know. I just feels that you get it's a different jerk. Sometimes you're in the mood for a different.
I used to jerk off in the bathroom when I was a kid because
in the shower.
Yeah. Right, and I had to because I had older brothers and we shared a room, so I couldn't.
Yeah, you can.
You take like a
45 minute to an hour shower,
and it was always like that. I was always like, man, this motherfucker took 5 showers a day. I'll be clean as a whistle. Tell you that much.
Fuck
so then, when I did that in the shower, it would be. I don't remember the last time I jerked off standing up.
Well, that's a valid, not over a person. Like,
that doesn't count.
That's the last time I've done it.
It's not really jerking off. That's that she already finished blowing you and then you're going to fucking
finish it. It still counts. That's what that is.
Technically, you're just finishing it off. You're not really jerking off. I guess
you could technically call it. It's still a stroke. It's still a stroke.
All right.
But that's the last time I've done it standing up. But in terms of next to another person...
No, in terms of period, you're in the shower or something, just jerking off standing up. I don't jerk off standing up.
In the shower?
Lazy.
I had one in the shower recently.
I don't do that.
It was fun.
I don't do that.
It was nice.
Welcome to Ubro. Welcome to Jerk Off Weekly. Welcome to Masturbate Weekly.
Welcome to Stroke Center.
Yes. How do you stroke it? Let us know. Don't post that on Tumblr, by the way.
There's plenty of other Tumblrs you can go post that
on. Yeah, don't do that.
There's a lot of animated GIF Tumblrs.
You'll be deleted.
We will completely not approve.
That's not approval rating isk.
But jerking off next to a person, I've done this like when you're like... with one of my ex-girlfriends where you're laying in bed and all of a sudden you get that like, I'm going to jerk off right now. But then you like, but I kind of want someone else to finish it off. So like you start doing the thing where you just ram it into the side of her leg or something. You just spoon and then she can feel it. And then if they're kind of goodly enough, they'll finish you off or give you a blowjob or something. So you hope and pray.
Well,
so I got to try
two things now. Now I got to try. There's two finishing moves that I got to try. I gotta try jerking off, and then when I finish with, I gotta try. Caw! Caw! I gotta try that one, and then I want to have sex with my wife, and then be like, I got that feeling right when I'm about to come.
I got that feeling.
I got that feel.
All right,
get off.
Okay, all right.
Get off.
Yeah.
Just right. Get off.
It's fucking hot. God damn.
Why is it that we fucking feel that heat?
The second moment we jizz. It's so hot.
The second we jizz.
Everybody get the back up. Oh, man. that hit close to home. It's like, woo. All right, get, you know, you get in that wet spot's all you. That wet spot's all you. That's your sweat, not mine. Mine is on me right now. Holy shit, I hurt him. I broke Larry. I broke Larry, everybody.
That's so funny. That's so funny. The moment you jizz, you go, bah, get the fuck off me. It's hot.
It's hot. God damn.
It's so true, man. The moment you fucking come, you could be in Haiti itself with fucking burning, just like all you just be in a room full of brimstone, and you're fucking away, man. You're just going, and the moment you jizz, you go, damn, get the fuck,
what
get
the
off
fuck
of me.
Is going-
get off. You know, I used to have a bit where I talked about, because this happened to me. I had an extremely sore, like I had just worked out for the first time in a long time, and my legs were like sore, like I was like hobbling sore.
Yeah.
Right. And the time came that I was fooling around. This chick was in my house. We were fooling around. And it got to sex. I was like doing every position that I could, like I normally do, like, and then get on top, and then I'll get on top, and then blah, and then just move. And my legs, I didn't feel shit. And the moment I jizzed, the fucking moment, the minute, my legs.
Yeah, like you turn into
human. I just turned human again. It's like, the fucking powers were sucked away.
It's like Yoda. He grew when he fights like, in episode two.
Again, another drop that I wanted. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be it's the sad, it's like when they lose on The Price is Right. Fum 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 fum.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the strength is gone. Yeah. Like, I thought I was.
It's like
You remember that Tom and Jerry episode where they drank some fucking milk that made them a huge monster?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and then they fuck it, and then they'll be like in the middle of lifting the other person up.
And then it goes,
and then it's just fucking shrinking. That's how you feel the moment you jizz. Yeah. Ladies, the moment men jizz, just get the fuck out. Just get away. Like, that's, we're done. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm a good sport. I finish and I continue, you know, thrusting and shit. But the moment I can't anymore, I'm like, we're done. I'm like, and I'm done. I literally say that. I go, and
3, 2, 1.
All right.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
So,
no, but I actually am sore because I started working out. I'm telling you, man, I'm trying to quit smoking. I'm trying to get healthy, trying to lose weight so that, and to help motivate myself.
I heard was, I'm trying to get laid.
That's also true. And I want to, because my friends and I signed up for a 5K obstacle course, like mud run, but it's a zombie run. So
do you have to act like a zombie the whole 5K?
There are zombies. You wear flags. It's, if you go to like runforyourlives.com, it's like you wear flags, like flag football. And then there's different zombies throughout the course. And there's different obstacle like things throughout the course. So you have to run through these obstacles while there's like fast zombies, and then there's like slow zombies that hide and they jump out at you and they can get you.
So, but everybody's left open to the same kind of zombies. So my fat ass will have to put up with the fast zombies the same way.
Yeah, there's different areas. There's different areas.
No, but I'm saying, but like if I do the course, then I'm fair game to the same zombies that somebody that's completely trim and fit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sucky. Well, you should have at least two fucking, like, you should be like two flag colors. Like, if you're red, you're all go for like
there's any, the levels. Yeah,
there's different levels.
You're
like,
elite.
But it should be two different levels. It should be like, It should be moderate or expert. Like,
I don't know. I don't know specifically how it's set up, but if you like, I watched the video.
That'd be unfair for the fucking fat people who love zombies who just want to participate in this fucking run.
Well, you can if you get all the flag, because you can volunteer to be a zombie too, or like a helper.
I guess at that point, after you get your flags taken away from you, 5 minutes, you know. A half mile into a five mile run, you go, I'll be a zombie.
Yeah.
I'll be one.
But I'm not too concerned, because then they have these big like obstacles that you have to get over throughout the course. And I'm okay with that. I'm pretty sure I can handle all the obstacles. It's the long run in between that I think is going to get me. I'm not a good runner.
I'm pretty sure the obstacles will get me.
Yeah.
But before the obstacles, the long runs in between would probably get me.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to go to do this.
No, I wouldn't do it only because of that. Like, if you told me,
dude,
hey,
you could sign up.
If you told me, hey, there's two different, like when you play Hoop It Up, they don't put everybody together and be like, all right, now you're going to be playing these guys who are semi-professional. Like, wait, I'm the couch potato league.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, what the fuck is that?
I'm doing this as on a dare. I'm that guy.
That's right. Like, you should have, just like when you do the corporate run, people walk and people run. Sure. So well, they should have that. They should have the same obstacles. I'm not saying make it easier obstacles. I'm just saying, don't have the zombies
go easy on you.
Yeah.
Well,
if they see you with a red flag as opposed to a green flag, you go, okay, ease up.
I don't know.
He's not that.
I kind of want to be a zombie, but we signed up for the running thing.
You and your work?
Yeah, a bunch of work people.
Okay.
And
sounds like fun. I would want to do it if it wasn't for running.
I worked out. I would do that running thing if I didn't involve any running.
I would do the zombie run if it wasn't for all those fucking all that running.
If I didn't have all this cum in my socks, I would totally,
dude,
totally.
Telling you, man, it's totally fixed my posture. When it stiffens up, when the socks stiffen up, it totally.
Those commercials of Are You Gelling? Totally different to me now.
That's the name of the episode. Are You Gelling? That's it right there.
But yeah, so I'm sore, like my entire torso hurts.
Yeah,
I don't know. I ran and then I did like push-ups and stuff like that. Like, I did
push-ups are great. I love push-ups, man.
I need to build the momentum, man. That's my thing
everybody's thing. Everybody
once I get going, I'm kind of hard to stop, but
that's what she said.
Okay,
so you want to see a picture? My brother posted a picture of he's drawing my album cover, and this is him so far, like it's a sketch, and this is him as he's drawing it. And
oh, that's fucking great,
dude. The guy's a beast. I love this guy.
Oh man.
So,
and that's your brother?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Oh, that's gonna look dope.
Yeah, my brother's
this
really
is good for the audio podcast.
Yeah, very
but
good.
It's teasing the CD release.
Yeah, see, and this would not be on the Tumblr page, only because I really want, when the actual finished product comes out, to be a surprise. I don't want people to be like, this is... But it's a good sketch.
I mean, it's good that we're talking about. Yeah, that's cool, man.
So,
hey, your brother's really good.
Be in the lookout for that. My brother's great. My brother's phenomenal. He has a link to his portfolio instead of his blog, and it's really good. I'll give you the link.
We can cut this up, but did he do the logo?
Yeah, he did the logo. Yeah.
Oh, your brother
did.
My brother's the one that did the logo.
My brother did the logo. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I love the new logo.
Yeah, the new logo that we have, the new WooBro logo. If you go to WooBro, if you go to either the Tumblr page, woobro.tumblr.com, or to woobro.podbean.com, which is the host where we
that's where the feed is.
That's where the feed is for the actual podcast. I know even some of you are getting it through iTunes or through
the
Google Play Store. But the homepage for the feed is woobro.podbean.com, and you'll see the new logo on there. And my brother designed that too. My brother's a beast, man.
That's awesome.
He's designed everything. He's designed my logo. He's designed everything that I've ever done professionally.
That's a good guy to have helping you out. Yeah.
Not only is it good to have somebody who does that, but it's good to have somebody who's really good. Like, he's good. He's better at what he does than I am at what I do. Like, I flat out tell you, my brother has more talent than I do.
Yeah.
Flat out. So,
good stuff. Good.
So I won't be in all this just to say it's not going to be in the Tumblr page, but check out the Tumblr page anyways and submit your old school pics and let us know how you feel about that. Check out the Twitter at WooBroPod on Twitter. And of course, you know, our
Nary Signs
and Mike Mercadal. And make sure you guys check all that shit out. And that's how winning is done.
Dishes are done, man.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro? With Nary Sines and Mike Mercadal. Be sure to check out the new Tumblr page and submit your old school pics to woobro.tumblr.com. And also be sure to check out Mike Mercadal at Zookies 2 in Naples, Florida. It'll be this Saturday, October 13th. He'll be headlining a set, and featuring for him will be Scott Linter. Check it out.